Did you know that in New York City, there are 140 different hotels that have been shut down to travelers, tourists, and homeless people who maybe can scrounge up enough money to get a room for a night when there's a storm coming through, and commandeered by the United States government, and they're using our tax dollars to house 16,000 illegal aliens. But they've run out of hotel rooms, and so they're moving 2,000 of them into a Brooklyn high school. They say only while there's a storm there. And so they're going to be living in the gymnasium and in the classrooms and in the hallways in this very popular and historic Brooklyn high school. What about all the students, you ask? Well, they're being forced back into remote learning, just like during the COVID lockdowns. They're even using school buses to move the new future Democrat voters into the school. And as Elon Musk noted, this is what happens when you run out of hotel rooms. Soon, cities will run out of schools to vacate. Then they will come for your homes. But don't worry, because Ocasio-Cortez has a solution.
From all parts of the political spectrum, one of the biggest issues that we have when it comes to immigration
is that you're allowing millions and millions of them to come here every single year when we don't have the room, we don't have the resources, we don't have the money, they should have built a wall, all of them should be deported. Yes, that is probably one of the biggest issues facing our country today.
Is the fact that we have an undocumented population. Mm-hmm.
Like I just said, adios.
Now you can fix that by trying to build a wall, or you can fix that by trying to document people and create a path to citizenship.
So there are probably 30 million too many here that shouldn't be here, that shouldn't have come here in the first place. Like I said, we don't have the resources, we don't have the housing, and we don't have the money. And so AOC's solution is to just make them citizens. New York Congresswoman Yvette Clarke, a Democrat, of course, is thrilled about her new population because that means that there will be some redistricting going on.
We have a diaspora that can absorb a significant number of these migrants. And when I hear colleagues talk about, the doors of the inn being closed, no room in the inn. I'm saying, I need more people in my district, but just for redistricting purposes. And those members could clearly fit here.
Those members. Now she's already calling them members of her district, her constituents, her new voting bloc, her new best friends. And now, believe it or not, numerous districts in New York, of course, Vermont, Maryland, California as well, I believe, are allowing non-citizens, they're calling them, to vote in local elections. Seriously, undocumented people can vote in local elections in these states. I mean, what's next? Are Democrats going to move to allow 16-year-olds to vote? Oh, wait, what's this?
I myself have always been for lowering the voting age to 16. I think it's really important to capture kids when they're in high school, when they're interested in all of this, when they're learning about government, to be able to vote. That is not necessary. In other words, some of the priorities in this bill are about transparency and openness and accessibility and the rest. That's a subject of debate, but my view is that I would welcome that. But I've been in that position for a long time.
Imagine allowing 16-year-olds to vote. I don't even think they should be allowed to use social media. In fact, I think we should raise the voting age to 25. But don't worry, my fellow Americans, it's not unusual, according to White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, that thousands of high school students have been replaced, and now illegal aliens are living in their school.
And what we're seeing here at the border, the migration flow, increased migration flow, certainly it ebbs and flows. And we're at a time of the year where we're seeing more at the border. And it's not unusual. This is an immigration system that has been broken for decades. And the president has taken this very seriously to try to do more.
I'm sorry, lady, but the only thing that he's trying to do is get more of them here. In fact, That's what he campaigned on back in 2020.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
I'm sorry, but seeking asylum means when someone is a member of the government in a foreign country and they're exposing massive corruption and they have to flee that country. Otherwise, the leadership will throw them in prison for exposing them. And so that might be a few people every year, but it certainly isn't 2 million. Do you want to tell us more about the Democrat agenda, Joe? Because if Republicans actually say what's going on out loud, then we'll be canceled.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
It's a source of our strength. Less white people makes America stronger. And as Vivek Ramaswamy pointed out yesterday, the conspiracization of the, quote, great replacement theory is the standard left-wing playbook. Transparently advance a toxic policy, then label it a conspiracy theory when the other side contests the merits of it. We need a real debate on whether intentionally facilitating mass illegal migration to change this country is good for America or not, because that's exactly what's happening. I think it's bad, he says, but if the left believes this is a good thing, they should make the case for it. And let's not forget, back in 2022, when Tucker Carlson first started talking about replacement migration, the ADL led the charge, literally demanding him to be fired from Fox News and deplatformed from all social media. And the reason they were so upset with Tucker is because he brought the idea to mainstream America and played the now famous clip of Joe Biden bragging about the plan, a clip that many of you may recall I had been playing regularly on my channel for years before Tucker Carlson finally got around to it. But when Tucker started talking about this, it made it okay then for Conservative Inc. and those in the mainstream conservative media to also talk about it. Literally the very next day after Tucker Carlson did a segment about it and it was trending on Twitter, then all of a sudden Charlie Kirk felt that it was finally safe to, well, mention the obvious.
We're going to talk about how the other side has openly admitted that this is about bringing in voters that they want and they like, and honestly, diminishing and decreasing white demographics in America. We're going to say that part out loud, because so many people in the corporate media are afraid to talk about it.
Actually, Charlie, while I am proud of you for finally admitting the obvious, you were one of those in Conservative Inc. who for years were afraid to talk about it until finally Tucker Carlson blazed that trail. But go ahead, pat yourself on the back as if you're some culture war leader. Of course, there are entire chapters in my new book, The War on Conservatives, on this and related topics that you're not allowed to talk about on YouTube. I may have already gotten a little too close to that line in this video as it is. So if you enjoy watching my videos, you really enjoy reading my books. So head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.